We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Friday, January 30th, 2026. The Party for Socialism and Liberation hosted a community volunteer meeting Wednesday night at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center. The meeting was set up to build towards today's day of action, including a general strike, marches, and rallies. WPGU News correspondent Gavin Westlake spoke with Jessica Mendoza, a junior at the College of LAS, on the impact of these community meetings.
It could feel very isolating at times, but even through horrible times like these, we still find some way to get together and help one another.
The meeting featured speakers from unions and organizations in the CU area that have planned and supported protests, with information on how community members can show solidarity. Westlake also spoke with Chelsea Birchmeyer, a graduate student in LAS and a member of the Graduate Employees Organization, on turnout for the event.
I was definitely excited to see so many people coming out to stand in solidarity, you know, stand up for immigrants, stand up for international students, for international workers, and say, you know, we're not going to accept the way that ICE is attacking our fellow human beings. We're going to stand up and we're going to say no more.
For more information on upcoming events, visit the Party for Socialism and Liberation Central Illinois on Facebook. In campus news, another place, Storytelling the Entangled Prairie, a new exhibit at Krannert Art Museum, opened yesterday, coinciding with the museum's official opening last night. 11 College of Fine and Applied Arts faculty worked on a project, which embraces contemporary art forms contrary to the traditional paintings in KAM's other galleries. The exhibition explores the value of locations in contrast to their exploitation. That thematic element is present through the exhibit in two forms, nature's inherent beauty and consequently its destruction. That juxtaposition's most appurtenant example is a projection of a beautiful waterfall, the background flickering into a power station and flashing like refractions in the water. The piece typifies the exhibit. Yet, even the lake itself is artificial in real life. Broadly, that signifies the message and impact of another place. It is a comprehensive yet nuanced exhibit that showcases a combination of experimental visual and sonic elements in conjunction with widespread social commentary. Another place animates its environment, such is its purpose. As much meaning could be derived from the reflections on the glass of plants encased in dark colors as from the football helmet and sound equipment with the masterwork volume switches that make up a life-size statue. It's fitting that an exhibition on the fleetingness of places will only last until summer, a time of flourishing growth. The exhibit will shutter July 2nd. Also in the arts, the Champaign Movie Maker's 48-hour film competition screening was rescheduled to this Sunday from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. due to cold weather and ticket sales moving fast. Located at Savoy 16 IMAX, Moses the Black, another local film, will be screening the same afternoon. Yet again, the screening is already sold out, but they anticipate some reservations to be missed. While it is not guaranteed, they are allowing some viewers without a registration in, depending on the remaining seats available. For more information, please visit champagnemoviemakers.com. Zooming out, today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. First, Senate Democrats announced that they reached a deal with Republicans to avoid a partial government shutdown Thursday. The deal removes immigration topics from a package that must be passed in order to keep key government organizations running. Next, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney remarked Thursday that he, quote, expects the U.S. administration to respect Canadian sovereignty, end quote. This comes after reports that Alberta separatists met with U.S. officials. Next, two confirmed cases of the deadly Nipah virus in West Bengal, India, have prompted other countries across South and Southeast Asia to implement screening protocols. Nipah is transported from animals to humans and affects the brain and respiratory system. In North Korea, singer and actor Chan Eun-woo is under investigation for alleged tax evasion of 20 billion won, roughly 14 million U.S. dollars. Cha took to Instagram Monday to express his apologies and promised to cooperate with the investigation. Lastly, polar bears in Svalbard, Norway, have become healthier since 1990, even with thinning sea ice. Scientists hypothesize that polar bears in Svalbard have adapted to thinning ice by incorporating more land prey in their diets. Closing out with sports, last night the Illini men's basketball team continued to dominate as they handily defeated Washington Huskies in Champaign. After defeating Purdue in Mackey Arena, number 9-ranked Illinois was able to get the job done against Washington, winning 75-66. Freshman star Keaton Wagler finished the game with 22 points, going 7-for-13 on field goals. Freshman forward David Mirkovich finished with 19 points, going 7-for-15. Last night's win marks a 10-game winning streak for the Brad Underwood-led Illini and an 8-game winning streak against Big Ten teams. At 18-3, Illinois hopes to extend their winning streak to 11 on Sunday against a familiar foe in number 5-ranked Nebraska. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Gavin Westlake, Mac Jones, Faith Routley, Zaina Qureshi, and Vinny Maximball. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.